Speaking out of the southern hemisphere at this point, we are celebrating spring. The shy branches are putting out buds. The bushes are beginning to blossom. The earth and the birds seem to be more relaxed as the weather warms. So it is appropriate that we celebrate our springtime here in the south with the birth of Our Lady between the solstice and the September equinox, just when it becomes really noticeable that the days are getting longer, the air is getting warmer, things are defrosting with the promise of new life. And so human history defrosts at the birth of Our Lady in the promise of new life to all of us. In the declaration concerning the Immaculate Conception and the Assumption, we hear the words singular grace. For me, it's not a once-off grace. The content of the grace is common to all of us as human beings. It is the timing of the grace which is singular in the life of Our Lady, that she experiences at the moment of her conception what we experience in baptism, and that she experiences at the moment of her passing from life what we will experience, the total integrity of body and soul in the presence of the risen Christ. But it is the same grace which is given to all of us at our baptism and through our life with Christ. For us, there are many small assumptions, small points of integrity as we come to communion, as we open our hearts in prayer, as we allow the Spirit of God to speak to us and draw us to conversion, changing our lives according to the model of Our Lady, who says yes, Our Lady, who opens her heart even to the greatest sorrow, that of a grieving mother, Our Lady, who goes before us as one of us into the springtime of humanity. Now, I know for you guys in the Northern Hemisphere, it is really a time of starting to wrap yourselves up, to look at the falling of the light, to prepare for whatever winter holds. But remember that what we are actually celebrating is the springtime of humanity. And we are asked to join that springtime, a springtime of the giving of grace, the springtime of being a channel of grace rather than the channel of our own ego and selfishness, the springtime of new promise, the springtime of newness, human newness. And I think the world is burdened by the old. The old ways of politics, the old ways of violence, the old and heavy, dark ways of human fallenness. We, as the Christian faithful, are the springtime of humanity, given an example, given someone to touch and to look to, who went through that springtime before us and shows us that it is possible, when we say yes to God, to be the new birth, the new life, the new joy, the new reconciliation, the new love, the newness of the kingdom of God in the world. Amen.